The Traveler's Journal, April 3rd, doing the DMZ. The great glacier of the Cold War has retreated from many places on the planet, but not Korea. 3 years of war consumed hundreds of thousands of lives, but the truce that halted the fighting in July 1953 has never been settled. For years, 1.5 million armed soldiers on the Korean Peninsula have been on constant alert. The 2.5-mile-wide, 155-mile-long, demilitarized zone that separates the two sides, ironically, may be the Earth's most fortified swatch of land. Equally ironic, this ribbon of forest and field that's been a no-man's zone for decades has become something of a wildlife preserve. Chinese water deer, wild boar, and cats, golden eagles, and rare red-crowned cranes roam unmolested by the encroachment of civilization. And now, curious travelers are taking day trips to see the DMZ. The 35-mile bus ride from Seoul's stylish high-rises to the borderland takes an hour, but it's also a trip back in time. Every image during the three-hour tour through the truce village of Panmunjom makes it clear how tense this truce still is. Sandbagged walls and barbed wire, warning signs marking minefields, the loaded sidearms worn by everyone in uniform. Tours are arranged by local companies, but the U.S. 8th Army is the actual host. After a briefing, six armed soldiers escort visitors through the joint security area, including the Armistice Commission building, where enemies still glare across the conference table that exactly marks the border. You'll find a host of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.